Hi, transitioners, it's Alicia Joy with transitionsinnursing.com. And today I'm going to talk to nurses in particular who are feeling disgruntled or frustrated. And as you noticed at the beginning of this, I said, hey, transitioners. And I just want to remind you that you are, and everything is basically in transition. And that's actually a very comforting thought. I know a lot of people, sometimes you can be resistant to change, but once you know certain things, some of which I'm going to go over, or once you embrace certain ideas, you realize that transition isn't something that you need to be afraid of. In fact, it can be very good. And you know and accept that everything is always in transition. The field of nursing is always in transition. You yourself as an individual are always in transition, and in fact that's a good thing usually, because that usually means growth. So you're a transitioner. So no matter how bad it is right now or what you don't like about your career or your job or your position, you are a transitioner. So this will eventually change. I know a lot of people, there's this a comforting statement, this too shall pass. I think it's actually biblical, but that's something I know that really comforts a lot of people. Anyway, so this audio, like I said, I'm just going to give you some encouragement and some inspiration if you are feeling really disgruntled right now, of how you can start changing that feeling around. And I'm going to highlight 5 main points. And then in a future audio recordings, I'm going to go into each one in even further detail. But right now, I'm going to give you a really nice overview, which should help you to feel inspired. The first thing I want you to remember or to think about is that this quote I heard one time, you see the world as you are, not as it is. Really think about that. A lot of times we think, oh, this is such a bad situation, I hate this, this. But really, you're only seeing everything that's going on around you through your eyes. You are interpreting, perceiving whatever's happening in your life. And you're interpreting it and perceiving it. And if you're really unhappy in your nursing job, you're probably perceiving it as a really bad situation. But that idea alone is empowering, because you realize that you have power in your perception. It's what you're thinking about the job. It's maybe not even the job. It's just that you keep thinking and saying and stressing on the fact that you don't like it. Now, I believe in transitions, obviously. If you're in a situation which isn't the best fit for you, and especially in nursing, we have so many options, I believe that it's a good idea to start making a smart transition to a position or a career that is a good fit for you. However, in the meantime, this is really key and important. You are where you are. I remind myself of this all the time when I start getting into that dreamy idea, when I start dreaming about how things will be so much better, could be, should be, were so much. You are where you are. When you really accept that in life, it helps you to also just try to be present in the moment that you're in life, and to enjoy it as much as you can, and not to keep focusing on a situation that isn't there yet, or used to be there, or somebody else has. You are where you are. And you're usually always where you are for a reason. There is a brilliant story that I heard, and I'm going to recount this story for you. You may have heard it a little bit differently, because I don't remember all every specific details, but it's the concept. Okay, so there was a man, and I believe it's set like in China, and he had a son who was like in his 20s. The man and a son had horses, and the horses were all kept in a, what do you call that? Not a stable, but the horses were all, gosh, you could tell that I'm not like equestrian, right? But the horses were all contained I'll think of the name of it. But anyway, one day, the man woke up and the horses had all run away. And the neighbors came by and they said, "Oh my gosh, that is such bad luck. How come all your horses have run away?" And the old man said, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" Well, the next day, the horses came back. And with them, they came back with another horse that wasn't there before. And the neighbors came by and they said, "Wow, that is such good luck. Not only did you get your horses back, but you got an additional one. That is wonderful. That is so good." And the old man said, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" The next day, the young man who was with, you know, the old man, he decided to try to train the horse, the new horse that they got. So he went out there and he was trying to ride the horse or saddle it or whatever. And this horse was kind of rambunctious and it hurt him. And he fell on the ground and he badly hurt his leg. And the neighbors came by, of course, again, and they said, "Oh, man, that's just terrible. I can't believe that horse did that to you. That is really bad luck. That horse is terrible. What bad luck that is." Once again, the old man said, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" Well, a few days later, a war was breaking out, and along came some, I don't know, militiamen, I guess you'd say, and they were rounding up people, rounding up young men to be in this war or to fight with them. And when they got to the young man to take him away, of course, he had been injured by the horse, badly injured, so they couldn't take him. And, of course, the old people came by and said, "Wow, that's really good luck." And, of course, the old man said, "Good luck, bad luck, who knows?" Moral of the story is, obviously, when things are happening sometimes, you can put a label on it. This is terrible. This is so bad. But you just never really know, do you? You never know the situation that you're in if in a year from now you will look back and say, "Wow, that seemed so terrible, but that was actually one of the best things that ever happened to me." Or through that experience, I met such and such, or I went to this place, or I helped these people, or I learned. I mean, I could go on and on. The point is, you never really know. So try not to label the situation that you're in as being so bad, because it's hard to even see, right? You don't know in the future. You may look back on this situation and it actually was a very good situation. So that's the second principle. The first idea was that you are where you are. The second is, I gave you the story of the horse. Basically, try not to label the situation that you're in. The third is gratitude. Be plain old grateful. I know it's hard. I've been there, been in jobs where I was really disgruntled. And then, you know, one day I heard a quote that somebody said, "Do you know your worst day is somebody else's best day?" And I put that in perspective when I think about people in, of course, like third world countries, war-torn countries, or people who earn significantly less than we do, obviously. As nurses, I once heard a statistic that if you earn more than like $30,000 for the year, you're actually in the top 10% earners of the world, or something absolutely ridiculous. And that's because, in case you don't know it, more than half the population of the earth lives in the poorest countries of the world. So we actually do have a lot to be grateful for. And even if it's financial, even if that can help you to realize, you know what, I do have a job and I am paying some bills. And I want to remind you, all of this is, I'm not saying that you should just remain where you are and just be grateful. No, you always want to be grateful for your situation that you're in. And if you decide to make a transition, it's because you want to enhance your life even more. So I'm not saying just be grateful and stick where you are. Not at all. I'm just saying still have gratitude for where you are. That's really important. And it's important for more good things to come your way also, because I believe that if you have difficulty being grateful for what you already have, the chances that you'll be given even more are even lower. So always be grateful. And it makes you feel better as well. The fourth thing I want to go over is actions that be inspired by taking some actions, making some decisions. For example, if you are in a workplace where you're very disgruntled because you don't get along with a lot of the people in your workplace, what actions can you take? There may be things that you can do, either to work on yourself, because I always believe the number one thing when you find that you're in a lot of conflict with people, a lot of times you need to look at yourself, not necessarily that you're causing the conflict, but how you're reacting to the conflict or dealing with the conflict. That is like a number one step. But also, are there malicious people? Does something need to be done about that situation, said about that situation? Maybe there are other people that at your workplace who are influential who don't know that there's something going on. I mean, just look at things like that. And I, like I said, I will go in the future onto a whole recording about dealing with specifically how to deal with disgruntled workers. But right now, this is just an overview. Just look at some of the factors that you think are making you miserable in your workplace and try to think about what you could do. Are there any actions that you could take? Another thing, of course, if you're considering a transition, start doing your research. I have articles, recordings. I've got many free reports on this website to help you beef up your resume, get better interview skills, how to connect with people for a better opportunity, how to know what a better opportunity is. The article about getting back to the bedside if you've been away and you need to refresh your skills, I give you some tips on that. Maybe you need to transition away from the bedside. Maybe even a lot of people, it's physical reasons, your knees, your back. A lot of us nurses, we work so long and so hard to the point where physically it is just not an enjoyable thing anymore because you're just literally in pain every day. Well, maybe you should consider a non-bedside nursing job. I have a totally free ebook that you can get, you know, here on the website about non-bedside nursing jobs where I highlight how to get those jobs, what the hottest ones are, you know, and I go into detail everything, the tasks, the people that hire for these, how you get a job like that. Anyway, so just start exploring your options. And even if you start, usually that helps you feel a little bit better because you know you're doing something instead of just feeling miserable and complaining all the time about the situation that you're in. The fifth and final principle I want to talk about in this audio is about choice. We always have a choice. You need to realize that everything you do in life really is a choice. I mean, outside of some things that some physical things, that most of what we do every day, and when I talk physical things, I meant like biological or physiological things, but the things that we do, we have choices, and including the choice to feel how we feel. We oftentimes give a lot of power to other people and situations without realizing that we have a choice. You know, we'll say like, oh, that person, they piss me off so much, excuse my language, or they make me so angry, or my job makes me so this, or my this. A lot of these are choices. You actually can choose to feel differently in every moment of the day. It is not a simple thing. I know that. It sounds lovely, but, you know, when I first heard a lot of these things, I mean, I'll be honest, I rolled my eyes. I was like, you're right, you know. But then I really started trying. You know, I would notice I would be in a situation, say, for example, I'm at work and I wasn't in the best of moods. And I just said, you know what, I can choose to focus on that, on something that just happened, which was really upsetting me. Or I can choose to let it go and to think about something else that's more pleasing to me. Or to think about an aspect of my job that I do like. You know, throughout our shifts, there are high points and low points. There may be bad points, positive points. You could choose to focus on whichever ones you want. And it's really easy, obviously, to focus on the negative points because they're so draining and they take up a lot of energy, you know. But that's a choice. It really is. So practice that in little bits, choosing to stop yourself when you see that you're focusing and thinking about, talking about, stressing about things that you don't like. Actually see if you can stop for a moment and say, okay, how can I choose to focus on what I do like? And my last post or a couple of posts, articles ago on this website, Transitions in Nursing, I talked about bright spots. That's a concept about focusing on the bright spots. There always are bright spots in every situation in life. No matter how bad something is, usually you can always find something that's a bright spot, that's a positive, that can make you feel better. And I encourage you to choose to think, reflect, speak about, feel on that positive instead of the negative. So that's it. So those are the five. So to recap quickly, the first one was that you are where you are. Be really conscious of that, aware of that. You're in this moment. You don't know if you'll have tomorrow. You know, yesterday, as trite as it sounds, I mean, yesterday is gone and you are where you are, right? The second principle was, I gave you the story of the horse, the good luck, bad luck, who knows? I mean, try not to label everything because you just don't know the situation that you're in. It could be for a reason, could be something good's going to come from it, and you don't even realize that it's happening all now. So try not to label. The third is to be grateful. Grateful for the situations that you are in, actually. Grateful for the lessons that you're learning, for the income that you're earning, for the people that you get to help. Think of some reasons and write them out. I keep a gratitude journal, and that really helps me. And at the end of the day, I'll try to write out for like 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. There's no structure. Do whatever time you have and just write about the things that happened that day that you're grateful for. They could be tiny. You know, your daughter looked up and smiled and said, I love you. Oh my God, you're so grateful for her, right? Or you went to a meeting and you found out that, you know, you're gonna be getting a vending machine on the third floor. I don't know, just any little things. I think those are the little things that oftentimes we don't focus on. We're so focused on these big negative things that happen in our life, but sometimes there's little things to be grateful for. And career-wise, yeah, try to make them. You definitely want to be grateful for write about everything, but also specifically about your job. You know, if oh my God, you had a great time working with Sarah. You know, you guys always have a great shift together. You work really well together. She's hilarious. You laugh like you haven't laughed in a long time. I mean, or Dr. So-and-so, I'm so glad he was on this weekend instead of his partner. He's one of the most reasonable positions I've ever. I mean, what are you grateful for? So just, right, you know. Okay. The fourth was about actions, that start taking some inspired action. Think about things that you can actually do or make plans to make a transition if that's the decision that you've made. And the fifth is that you have a choice. How you feel is a choice. And try this week to focus on or to choose to feel better. It's just that simple. So in the comments below, go ahead and tell me which of these really resonated with you and which of these you're going to try this upcoming week. If all of them, that's wonderful. but I just want to hear about, you know, hear your thoughts. Go ahead and write them in the comments below. Okay? Thanks. Bye, transitioners.